Tezayin on the base, on the very bottom of the page. Torah Bon, Glent. Kate says, Meraktin Lifne Hakala. How do you dance before a Kala? What exactly is the Gemara's question?
Where does this come from?
We're talking about a Psula. We just said only by a Psula you dance, not by an Almana.
We're talking about contractual negotiations.
No, we just finished saying the last thing we learned was that by a Psula they dance. One of the things, the signs was, did they dance in front of the Kala? And we said only Psula, then by Almana didn't dance. What's exactly the dancing? Kate's a Meraktin Lifne Hakala. Rashi actually says here, we don't have time to do Rashi, but this Rashi, what do you mean? I was saying have to do with he's supposed to be singing, not saying. So there's a number of pshatim here in the Gemara. Some say Kate says the question is, what's the question? Kate says, Meraktin Lifne Kala. How can we dance before the Kala dances? The Kala should be the first one to dance because she's the most chashuva person. And the Teretz is, by saying to her, Kala, no, Chasuda, you say how beautiful she is, she gets appeased and she's all right. That's one way of learning Gemara's question. Another way of learning the question is, how do you dance if you don't have any music? And Rashi says, that's what Rashi's saying here. You don't have any music, you can't sing. What do you do? So you say, if you sing and you say nice things, it's also good. Others say, Kate Sabaragdi means, what kind of dancing? There's so many kinds of dancing. You make a circle, you go around. And the Gemara says, don't make a circle, go back and forth. Because, no, kala no means nice, and chasuda means, in Targum, the word chasuda is cherpa, ugly. So nice, ugly, nice, ugly. You go back and forth. That's the kind of dance you should dance. That's the third shot. Kal Nova Chasuda also is, you're saying she's nice and she's ugly. You're saying to the Chasun, your wife is the nicest in the world, but to all the other men, we say, she's ugly, don't look. As we'll see in the Gemara later. Okay, so the Gemara, so what are you supposed to say? Bishamai says, the Mefosh already have a talk about over here. It seems to the Gemara, the most important person of the wedding is a Kala, you have to make her happy. In the Gemara Brachas, we learned, whoever sits in the Kol Mishnah, the Mesuz Chasun, Eina Mesam Choy, it's the Chasun you have to make happy. So who do you have to make happy, the Kala or the Chasun? How does it work? To talk about it. Anyway, Gemara. Bishami says, Kala Kamashihi. Bishami says, you say it the way it is. Find one good point. Okay, find one good point about her and just talk about that good point. Bishami says, no, you don't. If you talk only about one good point, then the rest of the things is not good. You just say, Kala, it doesn't matter what she looks like. You say, Kala, no, she's beautiful. Bishami says, what happened? She was limping. She was blind. You say to her, Kala, no, you're going to lie. He said back to them, guy buys a bad purchase in the marketplace. Are you going to go and praise it? Or are you going to go and say it's ugly? Of course, you can be a mensch. Same thing over here. You learn out. It's always mixed well with your friends. This is one of the most difficult Gemaras. Doesn't make any sense, and Rashi tastes it. Nobody really answers anything. Bishamai is basically not allowed to lie. So what does Bishamai say? When people buy a car, do you tell them it's nice? The same question there. Who should allow to lie? So what are you answering me? Oh, because people do it, therefore it must be a good thing. So you could, first of all, so you could have just talked about a kala. It's not nice to say bad things. What do you bring a rai from a mekkah? And who said you're allowed to do it there? What's the conversation here? How does Bishamai deal with the problem of Rashi Ketichav? If he wants to say, because Dak Yisholm, then say Dak Yisholm, you're allowed to. It's just, and the truth of the matter is, I found, and none of the first of them here pick up, I found that this is actually, this Gemara is Masechta Kala. And Masechta Kala is another five lines. And that five lines is the whole Shakla Vitalia. It's totally missing in our Gemaras. And without that Gemara, it doesn't make sense. Basically, what Bishamai, Basil answer Bishamai is, what do you bring me with Vashak HaTichuk? With Vashak HaTichuk, it says, V'noki V'tzadi Al-Tarik. Vashak HaTichuk is a din bezdin. Bezdin is not allowed to accept lies. But on an individual, there's no Issa to lie. And the Haraya, and this is life. Look how people go and talk about things. Not because Dak Yisholm. Yeah, it's actually brought down Shulam.
So halacha l'maisa, when somebody buys in the market, you should be mishabeach. You should tell them you got a good thing.
Oh, because you want to be a mensch. You want to be a mensch, yeah.
Yeah.
But the point of this hill is that the pasuk of Vashak HaTichuk has nothing to do with lying. It's a din and bezin. The Gemara Shavu was learned from the Yinala of swear false. From Vashak HaTichuk. Different thing with it. Yeah, I'll tell you Kufn and Vav.
But if you follow the advice of Beis Hillel,
not exactly what I just said, doesn't bring here, but he's look at the laws of lying, you'd be surprised what it says there.
Through and through, because if you mashabeach as a mekach, the person feels good about it.
Yeah, but who said you're allowed to?
Because it's a matter of perception. In his eyes, she becomes
so. So then, what do you talk about mekach for? How does that support?
Tell it's a moshul.
What you need a moshul? Nobody understands that the kala has to look nice for the chasna. What does it add to the whole conversation? You're talking about two intelligent people having a conversation and having an argument. What does it help? You're telling me that a guy buys a car, you tell him nice things. I'm marrying a woman, tell me nice things. I can't explain to you. You won't understand why you have to tell her guy the wife is nice. But tell him a car. Oh, now you'll understand. You got to tell him it's a nice car. What's going on over here? It just doesn't make sense. Anyway, the Taisa of the Reed concludes that Maskana of the Gemara is you're allowed to lie. Rashi and Taisa don't use those words. Taisa says because you know another chasudah because she's nice and midas. You're not really lying. Taisa of the Reed says mekan. Where's the lashon here? Afa pisha imer sheker. Color black and white. Okay, back to the Gemara. Okay, says the Gemara. Ki asher Avdimi Amar. Avdimi said, "Hachi mashu kame kalos b'marav." This is what he's saying in front of the kalos. In Eretz Yisrael, like a chal, she doesn't need any makeup on her eyes. Like she doesn't need any makeup on her face. Like pirches, nor does she have to unbraid her hair to make it look nice. Be'alchet look nice because she's naturally a beauty. Ki samchor Rabban l'Rav Zeida. When the Rabban is giving smicha, Rav Zeida is singing a very similar song. Shalei Hachi. This is what they sing. Like a chal, like shirak, like pirches, v'yalchet. That what? That he is a good person, doesn't need any superficial makeup or makeovers to make him look like a mensch. Ki samchu rabbonon l'rab ami, and this expression was used for learning. Rabbonon gave smicha to rab ami, rab asi, shor lehochi. It's like this is what they sang. Kol min dein smucha. Anybody like these two, we are going to give smicha to. But like Tizbichlan, I'll tell you, we don't want to give smicha to. Lay misamitin, those have a kruma cup, everything they learn kapay, the opposite. Lay misamitin, not people don't give any clear explanations to anything in the paskin. But I'm the others, lay misamitin, those are steal, they rob. What do you mean they rob? They only give you a fifth of the logic to it, and the rest they keep to themselves. Lay min tumisin, actually doesn't know what it is. And we don't want those kind of people to be rabbanim. We want rabbanim who can explain, who have good or articulate, and they don't shy away from explaining. You know what their position is, why they do what they do. Rabavu, kiavi osim in sifta lebei case. Rabavu, when he came back from yeshiva to visit the king, he was very close to the king's family, the royal family. Nofik amos be case. All the maids would go out la pay towards him. Mashi would sing. Hachi rabu dame, great man in the nation. And medabana duma was the leader of this people. Butzin noida, this burning candle. Borich masich l'shalom, blesses your welcome coming in peace. Omlo rabbi d'baloyi shayinoitl bachel hada. This is in Basilagani. He used to take a stalk of a huddles and myrtle, but I can the color, we dance in front of the color. We're here's clear the men used to dance in front of the women. Rabbi Shmuel, but this was even worse. Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, merakid at class, he did juggling with three huddles. I'm going to say the Kamachsla subbers, Pasnish, as I rush a shiver to go dance, let's say. Kinoch Nafshi, and when Shmuel Yitzchak passed away, Ifsike Amud the Noida, there was this Amud, the fire, Bein Didelu Kuliyamim. Taisa already asked, how do you know that the reason is because, maybe because he's learning over other things, how do you know because he danced with the Hodos? So Taisa said, brings a medrash that the shape of the fire that was surrounding the cave looked like a Hodos. So they put two and two together. Okay.
Moshe, if you look at the really good jugglers,
they don't even look.
All around the crowd while they're juggling.
Exactly. Second nature. Ugimidi the leifzik amudah the noid, and we know that this particular fire does not come down. Eli lechad bedora or efshel trei bedora. One person a generation, maybe two. Amar Rav Zeida knew. Rav Zeida said. Rav Zeida obviously was embarrassed because he accused him of being of doing the wrong thing, and turned out to be the right thing. They said, "Ahanilei shutise," that this stalk of the myrtle helped him out. The sabah to this old man. This Nadish guy, but Chassidus said that shtus means if you deviate from the main path, that's a shtus. His opinion, his attitude. This is hard to understand, but Rav Acha markiv lo akaspe. Rav Acha used to pick up the collar, not any collar, doesn't matter, sister or whoever it was, anybody, put her on his shoulders, umerakit and would dance. Imagine, take a picture.
He did it with a very, very long galvan.
No, on his shoulder.
Picture the scene.
Head us. Amle Rabbanan, all the Tamidi got excited. Anan, Maul, and Mevin, no, can we do the same thing now? We also want to dance, put the collar. Omelog this. Omelog, he said, if to you, your attitude to women is like a shtick holtz, then lechai, no problem. But if you have any hirhurim, you're not allowed to. We had the kikak of the chivri. Maybe she was in the sleeping bed.
That was Rabbi
Yochanan. It was Rabbi.
Outside the
mikvah. Yeah, so he
was
like
the beautiful one that the woman looked at.
But he couldn't see because it was the other guy, Rabbi Yochanan. He, Rabbi Yochanan, had the eyebrows. Yeah. Had a fork to lift it.
Special fork.
Yeah. The Rebbe's down there, and the cover's there.
Yeah, on the other end of the hall.
And she's got a face covering up.
You should read the different the shittas about the mitzvah tensel. Those who were very for it, hechsin yonim kedusha somehow or another, and those who are against it. In the Rebbe's, not the chasnagim. In the Rebbe's, like it's pritzes in the worst kind possible. What are you teaching a young? Blah 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 blah. Interesting. Okay. You're allowed to look in the Kala's face for 7 days. And after we don't look at girls anymore, but only during 7 days you're allowed to. When he sees that people are eyeing her, he becomes jealous and he feels. You shouldn't be looking for 7 days. But it sounds like by the first day you're allowed to look. I was just going to tell you this, Rosh. I'll just finish with this, show you this, quick what the Rosh says. The Rosh says over here, the Gemara says, then you're not allowed to look for 7 days. But it's Pashtus, you're allowed to look for 1 day. It says, so the Poshta Pshat is 7 days in a row, you don't have to. But the first day, by the Chasna, everyone should look and stare at the Kala. So the Chasna sees everybody staring. Ah, they all realize what a, you know, how beautiful she is. And the reason why we encourage it is because we need Adis. Remember, we need Adis to tell us how she looked. Did she wear this hat? Her hair was unbraided, all that kind of stuff. So we need Adis. However, the Rosh says, "Velesa, that shit is totally wrong. Dafilu shah achas osel listakel. Now look for a minute in the face, even of a kala. Ella, since you see the back of her head, she's wearing that hat. But oimrim zui kala plainis. That's enough, Adis. That's enough. And okay, that's the only way to get around it. Even when we need Adim, and I'll look at her face, even for a minute. Okay, back to you, Mar. The Rambam learned. Ma'avidin is amazing. There's two processions so, going along.
So nowadays, why do we make Eidim la'afuke, you know, to exclusion of anyone else? As
a different reason. We'll learn more about it above. Remind me, I'll tell you. Taste it in the last taste on the page. Ma'avidin is amazing. If ne'akala, you have two processions. You have a procession of Levi, a procession of a chasne. Who should take over? The kala takes over. And Levaya is set aside. The Zev is Evne Melech Yisrael, but if a Jewish king is coming by, both processions stop and let him go through. Amr Lagi to the Melech. Instead of Agrippus, our king, Shaavah Melech Kala, he was such a noble man that when he saw Kala, he would step aside. Bishavchu Chacham Chacham, praise him. Shavchu Mikal, the Shapi did the right thing. Vomra Vyashe, Vilam Adom, the Shemachal, Kvedi, Vimachal, and Nossi is allowed to set aside, be humble. Abba Melech Shemachal, Kvedi, Kvimachal, that his covered. Amma, same Tosh, Melech, Melech, Melech. So the answer is the Drachim Alba. It was a fork on the road, so you couldn't really tell that he set aside. He just went down another road. It tastes really nice. And actually, he's with Cheshmanoi. The big machlekes in Rashi tastes all over Shas. If Agrippus' mother was a Yid, and he was a proper king, according to Rashi, his mother was a Yid, he was a proper king. According to Tesis, his mother's not a Yid, and therefore, and according to Tesis, even if his mother is a Yid, he's not called the Kerev Achicha, and therefore does not have the name of a king. You need both the father and the mother to be a Yid. Rashi holds the mother's Yid is enough to be a king. The first thing we have a whole problem over here, we're on time on this. What does that have to do with Melech? Melech is a mitzvah on me to honor the king. Where does it say the king is not allowed to be, it's not allowed to walk aside, the king is, where does it say the king is, he has to honor himself? This is not a din in anybody else. This is a din on the king. The king stepped aside for the kala. So what's the question? Melech came in Melech on the covered for others, but he so why is the king have to do it? Unless the mitzvah of Sveim Tosalach Melech applies to the king himself. He also has to remember every day that he's the king and he shouldn't walk around, behave as if he was not the king.
Is this where it comes from that we say Chosn Doim LaMelech? That the king can give way for the
Melech? I pick it up, Elezo says that, but maybe, I mean, could be. Actually, bring my chalik to show you from here. So who's more chashav, a chosn or a yard side? Poshtim Pshat Nigmari here comes out that a chosn is more important than a labaya. And yet, when it comes to aliyahs, there's a machlekes, there's only one aliyah who gets it, the yard site, or a chassan. A chassan gets it for yard site. But what about what do you call it? You only have one minion. If you only have one minion, who's the minion go to? To the levaya, they go to the chassan. So basically, says mekan mashma that the chassan will go first. I'll let him hold the other way around. The levaya goes definitely before a chassan. But if you're walking anyway, then the chassan, the kala goes first. Because we don't hold back the simcha, but if it's only one, then the levaya goes first. But here, Taisa says no. From here, you see that a chasna, we had the avdalut, you know, you delay the levaya in order to the chasna go ahead. From here, you see also that a chasna is more important than the levaya. The idea is we celebrate life over death. Yeah. What? No, Yotzeit is very high up. Look at Mishnah Berurah when he lists the whole list over there. Yotzeit is very high up. Head of a mitzvah, head of everything. The only one, I'm not sure if it's either right after, it's number two. Yotzeit is number two. Tell me what we learned. Mevatet Talmud Teira leTzos Hamesach Chazakala. We stopped learning Teira for Tzos Hamesach Chazakala. Omro Vach Adabi Yidber Loish. Mevatet Talmud Teira leTzos Hamesach Chazakala. He says stop learning for them. B'medra Amurding Sheini Mekotzorich. They don't have enough people for the procession. Now, yes, Mekotzorich Mevatlin. If there's enough people there, it wouldn't mevatel. Now the Gemara discusses by Talmud Teira how much is enough people. By Levaya, the Gemara does not discuss by Achnasas Kala how much is enough people. As if to say, no matter how many people there are, the more there are, the more simcha. Alpha Gavre, 12,000 people and 6,000 people blowing the trumpets, telling us well just that they're coming to the Levaya. I'm another say Tlesa Alpha Gavre, 12,000 people. I mean now you should have a Shibuli, no, a total of 12,000 people. Ulama going to Chaiti Gavre, enough people that could cause them a wall, me abulavat sikhra, all the way from the wall of the city until the Beis HaKavod. We had this whole Gemara in Megillah. Rav Sheish Vitam Rav Yechon Rav Nitilasa Kinisana, taking away in the Shamba, which is, represents Taita, is like the giving of the Taita. Man is Yenasa B'Shishim Ribui. After Nitilasa B'Shishim Ribui. V'han immediately, when do we save a limit of 600,000 people? L'man de Kod Ilans Mishnayis, Ilan Chumash V'Tan Ilan Mishnayis, Abba L'man de Masli, but if you're a teacher as well, less late Shiuda, there's no minimum. Looking for a Vaitim, Yash Eidin, just going to have an Eidin, and I went out with this Hinuma. What in the world is Hinuma? I know what it was. It was Tanura da Asa. They made a chuppa, a semicircle made out of hadassim. As soon as they made that kind of a chuppa, then you know it's absolut. It was a hat. The menam the bakalasa, which covers her eyes so she can fall asleep. And Rashi says it seemed that the girls used to fall asleep by the chuppa because nobody can see. They used to fall asleep. They were up a whole night, whatever. So it was called a hinuma. Hinuma is the word menam. He said also toasted wheat. Yehuda said I toasted wheat, throwing toasted wheat. But Bavel, what are they doing? Bavel, Omrav, darduge de moshcha areisha de rabbanu. Whenever there's a simcha, they would smear this oil and scrub it into the hair of the rabbanu's heads. Omrav, Rapapa labaye, Rapapa never saw this minig. He said, what? Moshcha de chafifuzikama, where they have lice or something, we got to remove, clean the heads, and by a chasa, that's what we do. Amalei, so that Papa said, obviously Yasmala, you're like a Yasm, you have no idea what's going on around you. Avdalach Imcha, your mother treated like a Yasm, like you had no mother, knows about your chasna, nobody did this. Dardugi Moshcha Reish Rabbanan, that it looks like by you they didn't go ahead and put oil on Bishaz Mais, they didn't do it by you during the chasna, Kihad, Ahum Rabbanan is Rabbanan. So it looks like the mother used to be going through all the Bachrim and with this oil. I mean, just look at the life in those days, how the world changed. And you go with the oil and put it in and rub it into everybody's heads. Yeah, you know, when Hirsch Achiri passed away, so his wife showed me a picture of Samarkand. All the Bachim in Yeshiva, 15, 16 year olds. All the Bachim, all the Bachim there. And she knew every single one by name. This is 1942. This is 2 years ago. So it wasn't 60 years later. I said, how do you know all the Bachim? How do you know? They all ate with us. There were girls and boys, everybody ate together, and they were so innocent, anything else. This world changed. Remember we had the Gemara as well, Rabbi Yechon said that today you can no longer, with women, because we're no longer innocent. Rabbi Yechon said, we're no longer innocent, so we can no longer... Yeah, I know, it was a while ago. So everything is relative. Shab, not relative, the same table, Shabbos meal together. Okay, weiter. What are we? For example, this rabbi was trying to marry off his son, with the daughter of Rabbi Barula, himself, he was marrying off his son, with one of these rabbis, and he's already from her, he went around and putting this oil into all the heads of the Bach, make them all in a good mood. What simon did they use by a widow? They didn't do anything. No, dancing, nothing. He says in the mission, Rabbi Shimon was Maid. If a guy says to his friend, this field used to belong to your father, but I bought it from him. So the obvious question is, and he has a migu, he could have said nothing. The obvious question is, why did he have to say it was his father? Why didn't he say it was his? This field used to belong to you, and I bought it from you. Same migu. Why do you have to say Shalavicha Haisa? Says the Gemara, and it'll be a big chiddush. Because regarding your father, you don't know to dispute me. Regarding you, you can say, you say, I never sold to you. And for that, I'm believing it would be a bigger chiddush, because I have a pesha, also a pesha hit. It wouldn't be a bigger chiddush. Says the Gemara, but at least why don't we say, Maidir Rabbi Yeshua, but I'm going to have a go to my friend and say, so the Zoshul Chois, it was your field. But look, I bought it from you. And for the Gemara, he could have said that. But Mishnah, the Kabbalah and Misna say, we want to say in the Sefer, but there are witnesses that it was the other person's field, then I no longer have a Migra, I'm not believe. Im Yesh Eidim Shehi Shaloi. Now, if we're going to say that I said to you, this is your field, and there are Eidim in this field, but I bought it from you, then there's no Chiddush in Mishnah, because Manashach. If I have a 3-year Chazaka, then that's it, it's mine. If I don't have a 3-year Chazaka, of course it's his. What do you need a Mishnah to tell you? But if it's the father's, and so why is it Chiddush never the father's? So we're talking about that he had a Chazaka 2 years by the father and 1 year by the son. And the Chiddush is that that is not called a Chazaka. Now, why is it called a Chazaka? Because the son was young at the time. And because he was young at the time when he had it by the father, the son thought that the taka belonged to him. So even though he became an adult right after his father died, he didn't know that he had to protest. He didn't even know that the mission is that there were eidim, the field belonged to the father, even though this guy had 3 Chazaka, 2 with the son, and 1 with the, sorry, 2 with the father, 1 with the son. If the son was a cotton, nothing happens. Says the Gemara. Who, im yesh eidim, who oim lekachti men abofim, you ain't an emin. Hey, what are you talking about? If it's going directly to the guy, either achlus shnei chazaki had 3 chazaki, am I lemehem? Either loya achlus shnei chazaki, don't have 3 chazaki. Pshitle, of course, he's not believed. If Gemara knew, if that's the reason why, yehochi gabi avim nami, even by the father, the same question. Either achlus shnei chazaki, if he ate 3 chazaki, am I lemehem? Why is not believed? And either loya achlus shnei chazaki, if he didn't eat 3 chazaki, pshitle lemehem, not believed. Bishleim gabi avim, no, by avim, there's a chiddush in the first case. The chiddush in the safe is that even though he had 3 chazok, since there were 8 and belonged to the father, and he ate 2 years by the father and 1 year by the son, even though he grew up in middle or after his father died, and that's when he became a gadol, not during his father's life. That's how Rashi learned, Tosfos argues. But if he became a gadol after the father's life, he could say, I didn't know. I was a cotton you had of my father, and I didn't see my father say anything. I assumed it was yours. You can't have tainus to me. And the chiddush is taka that the son is believed, and this guy is not. But because the guy has no migu, they were eidim. But Avuna mastisin osel shminin. If that's the mission, what Avuna tell you the same thing? Yiboy said Avuna the yukid of mastis kama. Avuna is teaching us this very dig in the mission. Where Yiboy say ma filu higdil kamashal. The chiddush Avuna. Without Avuna, we would have thought the mission is 3 chazaka, 2 years while the guy was a cotton by his father's life, and 1 year with him when he was a cotton. And the chiddush is that doesn't count. And Abu Huna comes along and says that even though the cotton now became bar mitzvah after his father died, so the chayde should have protested, he can argue, since I saw 2 years my father didn't say anything, I assumed that it was yours. That's why I didn't protest. The fact that I didn't protest doesn't prove anything. So why don't we learn that the whole thing happened with him? You were looking for a way of having 3 chazaka and there's a chiddush that since there are eidim, he has no migi, we don't believe him. I'll give you another scenario. 3 chazaka, 2 years while the guy, he says to him, I bought it from you, but we have eidim, it was his. It was yours and I bought it from you. 2 years he had a chazaka while the guy was here, the guy didn't protest. Then for 1 year, the guy ran away. So the chiddush in Mishnah is, even though I had 3 chazaka, the 3rd year doesn't count. And I'm not believed because there are eidim that the field belongs to the other guy. I don't have evidence that it became mine. Now, for the Gemara, let's analyze it. Why don't we establish before 2 years in front of him? For example, Shabarach, he ran away. For the Gemara, Barach Machem, what do you mean ran away? Let's understand. E the Barach Machem, the Fashas, he ran away, life and death situation. Pshita the Lay Mamma, and we should tell you, there's not belief. The reason why he didn't protest a 3rd year, because he wasn't around. And he didn't want to reveal his hideout. Lemotzi Machi, he couldn't protest. V'i de barach machas mammon. And if he ran away because he owed money to creditors, and he ran away because he couldn't pay, he shouldn't protest wherever he was. And if he didn't, he forfeits. Unless kamash the kaimla machas shavon macha. But the fact that he's not here doesn't mean anything because you could have protested wherever you are. And word travels.
If he's running away from creditors and this land is his, then can't get the land and pay your creditors of the land.
It's not so simple. You have to first find him and see if you can get money from him. And maybe they don't have a shtar. Without a shtar, you can't collect land. So, even though they have Eidim.
No, but he's the balabos, not the balabos himself.
But he's not here. You can't get hold of him.
No, but he ran away because of the creditors.
Exactly.
Before he ran away for the creditors, get your land back from this guy if it's your land.
No, it wasn't due until he ran away the day that he had the payment day. It was at the beginning of the 3rd year. The first 2 years, he was all right. And we learned, because Chavra Chavra Yisle. But now we learn, Sholosh Arotzel Chazoke, it's all broken into 3 parts for Chazoke. If you were in Yehuda, the guy was in Yehuda, and the guy made a Chazoke in Galil, but Galil, Yehuda, ain't a Chazoke, not a Chazoke. Achiyi, imoy b'medina. We have to be in the same country, so you could have heard about it, and you should have been Moichah. But different countries, maybe you didn't hear, or maybe Mechah didn't travel. Avina ba, and we ask, let's understand why not. Micah Savat, Ik Manashach. If he holds Machosh or Labafanov is a valid Machosh, then what's the chilik of your Eva Yad and Ami Yehuda? Why shouldn't it be Baby to be Moicha? Machosh, Afil Yehuda, Vigalil Nami. What's the chilik of which part of it is all we're in? You be Moicha wherever you are. Chavr, Chavr, Isle. Eventually, the word gets back to me. And the whole idea is, I'm going to watch the star, make sure I don't lose it. The fact that he wasn't in front of me, he's not a valid machah, then why schlep him Eva Yarden? Even both of them Yehuda, you're in Shalayim, another guy is another suburb, it's not a machah until I come to you in front of you and say, I'm in Meicha. I feel you think you're not me. Omer of Abba Bamama, La Elam Kasava, we pass Ken Machah, Shalay Befon of Havi Machah, wherever he is, a good machah. And therefore, we can't talk about a case where I say to you, this field used to belong to you and there are Edomists belong to him, but I bought it from you. Because Manoshech, what are you the Mishnah for? If there's a Chazak, then I'm believed. And if there's no Chazak, I'm not believed. And even though you ran away the third year, if you ran away because you didn't fashes, then there's no third year. If you ran away from Mammon, there is a third year, and I'm believed. So we don't need a Mishnah for that. That's what we have talked after by a father, and the Chiddush we said before, 2 years by the father, 1 year by the son when he grew up, and the Chiddush is that it's not a Chazak, even though...
Has to be Mishnah based?
No. Two Edom.
And from two items, there's a code.
Word. There's exciting stuff. Zaganef, and it stole my property. Isn't that gossip? What do you think people do a whole day?
So we're relying on.
And Taisa asked a question. Why do we always say, and Sayyid Taisa really belongs to Babasa, he mentioned there as well. Why do we always say Machosh Lebefanov? We should say Chazokish Lebefanov. So Taisa says that, interesting, Taisa says Chazokish Lebefanov, everyone knows regardless. The Chiddush is that Machosh doesn't travel as far as the Chazok. I would have thought the other way around. I would have thought Machosh is more juicy than a Chazok. Oh, a guy bought a house. The guy stole a house. Oh. And this guy claims, isn't that more exciting? Anyway, he says, Machodavon doesn't travel as far.
Chazaka means everyone knows that's your uncle's house.
Yeah. Chazaka means he sat there for 3 years. Exactly. Where does the word travel further? Yeah, the locals. But when does it get. Why would you talk? Is that exciting news?
It's not juicy stuff.
Like you asked yesterday about a psula. Who talks about it? It's an everyday occurrence. You buy houses all the time. If somebody says this guy moved in, he's a squatter in my house, that's juicy stuff.
We're relying on people talking Russian.
Yes, 100%.
Okay. It's interesting how lucky you deal.
You've got to face the reality. So how come, the question is, if Machah Shlebefanov is a good Machah, so how come we say over here that from Yehuda to Galil there's no Machah? Because Masnisi is talking about Bashas Chedim, it's a time of war. In time of war, people couldn't travel back and forth. Therefore, you might make a Machah in Galil, but in Yehuda, he would not have known about it. Freddy Gemara, and therefore, even after 3 years, he should have kept the shtar. Why daf Yehuda Galil? So even in Yehuda, the same thing. There's a war. And for the Gemara, Stam Yehuda Galil Shas Chedami. They were always warring between each other because this is under Egyptian influence, it's under Roman influence, under Syrian influence, and so on and so forth. So it was always divided. No, there was always divided between different empires who had influence, and they were always fighting. But usually within Yehuda, within Galil, it was under one, the civil terrain was under one jurisdiction, exactly. Into Marmish.